Hi, everybody. You're listening to Growing Up Indigo with Adina Bannick, and it's on the BBS radio, and it's Station 1. So I want to wish everybody a wonderful holiday and a wonderful new year that's coming up. Thank God. It's been, I don't know, everyone I know, it's been really difficult for them, me too, and I can't start this show without touching upon all of the people that have passed on. In public and in private, I have had many really sad people that I've cared for just die very suddenly. And I don't know what it is about Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds that just, I don't know, maybe tied it up for me. I was talking with my son the other night when Carrie died, and for both reasons, Debbie Reynolds has a personal message for me, and Carrie did too. And we were talking, my son is about 18, and I was telling him that, you know, I don't think Debbie's going to be able to live without her. They were so entwined and symbiotic, and he just looked at me, and I was working late last night, and I picked my head up and looked at the screen, and I went to the home screen, and I saw Debbie Reynolds dies one day after daughter, and I really was shocked. I mean, I was shocked. It feels like, I don't even know what to say, but all I'm thinking is that so many good people, so many wonderful lives are going, and all we can do is pray. So, okay, I promise that we're going to finish up with our angels and soulmates, and then it's been so long since I have done free readings, so that's exactly what I'm going to do. And you know what? I think that you might want, what if you want a little soulmate reading right away? You would want that, wouldn't you? I'm here. So if you want to just have a soulmate reading, just give me your first initial. Give Don, our producer, your whole name. He'll type it to me. I'll know it. And I will only say your initial, and then we can just do that. We'll find out what angels are working with you and what they say about your soulmate, and I will do a clairaudient and clairvoyant reading with you. So you call in at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And you're just going to call Don, and he's going to answer the phone, and you're going to hear, this is BBS, and you are on the air. And you're going to think you're on the air, and you're going to say, am I on the air? And he's going to say, no, but do you want to be? Because that's exactly what he said to me when I called up for the first time. So don't be scared. He just has that real, real, real true radio voice. And he will just take your information, and then I will get on and we will talk. So, okay. You know what? I was looking at all the angels that we did the last time I was here, and I went through most of them. I didn't believe I did, but I think I did. I didn't write them down, but I'm shocked that I actually have a memory that actually remembers the ones that I did, I think. So I don't think I did Michael. I definitely don't think I did Michael. So I'm going to start with him. Now, Michael is, everybody knows, everybody loves Michael. He is like the Paul, he's like Paul of the angels. Everybody loved Paul from the Beatles, and everybody likes Michael. They all want him to be their guardian angel. I never felt that way about Michael, and I don't know why. My favorite is Sandalphon and Shemuel, and Raphael is really the person who works with me. But Michael is, I like him anyway. His color is like a royal blue, royal purple, and it's kind of mixed together, and people see him differently. Some people see him as one or the other. They say that he has no astrological kind of sign, and he's about normally protection and courage. He gives you confidence. He keeps you safe. He directs us in a life purpose and guidance. Oh, yeah. Some people think that he, like if something is broken, things like fixing things like cars or lights or things like that. I don't usually associate him with that. I associate him with courage and protection. Really, like if you need to be protected, you call Michael. If you need confidence, you call Michael. No one will touch you ever if you call Michael. One of the things that I do all the time with Michael, and this is where I believe a soulmate situation comes in very strong. We have ties, believe it or not, to every single person we know. And you're thinking, come on, really? And yeah, really. We have ties to people that you met at the bank, who you had a little annoying encounter with. It's not major. It might not be karmic. But think of us with everyone around us, with invisible, we don't see them, invisible little crisscross cords. And they're all different colors. They're all different shapes. They're all different, how do I say that? Yeah, I'm not good with that. I have no spatial kind of anything. But they're all different depths and widths. So some are heavy, some are important, some aren't. Some will dissipate, some will stay for a while. But when we are energy. So everything we do during a day, during a week, depending on our mood, depending on whether we let go of our anger or this or that, they'll stay or they will leave or they will pull on us or somebody continues to think about us like that. So it stretches like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are here. We are by ourselves. But everybody we have talked to or had something with, they're thinking of us too. Maybe they've let us go and we've stopped thinking about them too. So whatever that cord was, because we're strangers, has gone because we're not thinking about each other anymore. Let's say we have still thought of them. So now this cord that's annoying is getting more and more and more. It's not karmic, but it's annoying. And now, because it's negative, we're thinking more and more, right? Okay, to top that, we've got people in our lives that are really karmic, and we're angry. So we're thinking of them a lot, and they're thinking of us underneath it a lot. So that one is also connecting to the other one because it's negative, and so on and so on. We also have great cords. And they're higher, they're vibrating higher, and they're keeping us in better moods. Because believe me, if we only thought on that level, the negative, we'd have just misery 24 hours a day, and we don't. So this is what I'm saying. So Michael comes in when we say, Michael, cut this cord. And we don't have to really know which cord we want. Sometimes we do. When we want to move on from a person, a relationship, a situation that we know is negative, or we know is over, or we know that we're obsessing over and it's not doing us any good, Michael is your guy. He comes over, and what I like to do is I will start a little meditation for either my client or group, and I will have us just get calm, centered. I will take everyone really to the angelic level. I've done that before when we did Meta Mondays. And then I have Michael, and I usually bring Raphael in for a very important reason. He heals, he does a lot of our work, and he is actually, I did do this last week. If I didn't, here it is. Archangel Raphael is the secret soulmate bringer. So Raphael comes in, and together, Michael will bring either a scissor or a sword, depending on what you choose, and he will cut the negative ties between you and whoever it is you want to cut the ties with. The love in the relationship will never be cut, no matter what. It's impossible. Even if you couldn't make a mistake, Michael couldn't make the mistake, you can't make the mistake. It's impossible. That's the cord of negativity is illusion anyway. It's not real. The only thing that is real is love. That's what we run on. That is what keeps the universe alive. Love and intelligence, music, math, love. It's some kind of formula that I was given. I know it. I don't really know it, but I know it. I knew it. I know it. And love is the biggest one of all. So this negative thing is really about lack. It's really about what we feel the absence from. Hard to explain. So all we need to know right now is that when we're feeling that, when we're feeling non-love from somebody or angry at somebody or they don't love me, they hate me, it's really because we're not allowing ourselves to receive. Let's just put it to you that way. So what we do is we say, Michael, please take this negative feeling from me. And Michael will say, okay. And he's going to cut that cord. I swear you're going to feel it. You're going to feel him. Just cut it. And sometimes, like, I can feel this cord is really thick, and he'll go cut, and I'll go ping. Like, I feel it. I'm like, ow, you know, ow, that's like, that hurt. And I'll feel it reverberate, you know? And sure enough, and they say this all the time, that the next day, the day after, that either you or that person is going to pick up the phone and call you because you both feel that something's gone. There, the air is clear, it's gone. And it's true. So why soulmates? You know, why am I bringing this up? Why not? How could you not get it? Because if you are looking to connect with a soulmate, you can't really do that if you're still thinking about the third back boyfriend, girlfriend that you haven't let go of in some way. I mean, yeah, you can. No question, you could bring them in. But if you don't let go of that stuff, it's going to be really difficult to open arms and open freely, give freely, receive freely, and you don't want to start that way at all. What I've done though, what I love doing, and I really haven't done it in a long time, so thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk to you about it, because when I've done this, it is the most beautiful thing in the world. And I just want to talk about a few things and then I'll go on. We don't really have a lot of other angels to talk about. So, this is what I've done. And it's really amazing. I will often sit back and I will, well, it's two things, but I'm going to put it into one. I will sit back and I will put myself in a really light kind of hypnosis, just by listening to, I have a lot of, I would guess say new age music, but that's not really what I call it. And I can, if you email me, I'll tell you the CDs that I listen to at askadina@gmail.com. I listen to Jill Mattson, JILLMATTSON. She has been on our show, five times, and I'll have her on very soon again. I listen to Dean Emerson, Sound Healing. I listen to, lots of things anyway. So I'll put that on. And, I also do Jill's Sound Light Machine, or I will just do this me, just do this. And I'll put myself in a light hypnosis state, and I will start to bring up or ask for the willingness to allow anyone I have a resentment or an issue with or anything like that that I am unaware of, no matter how far it goes back, for me to bring them up so that Michael and Raphael may come and cut that cord. And I usually, by this time, I'm up in the angelic realm. And if you would like me to take you guys on a trip to the angelic realm, I'd love to. Just ask, and we'll go there. I've done that before, and I would do it again. It's wonderful. I love doing it. So I'm there, and they take me, and what happens is I will be sitting here, and a face from like 35 years will come up, someone I hadn't even remembered I knew. And I'm like, what? Why? And then I'll get the corresponding situation and I'll say, are you kidding? And it'll either be on, like, whatever it is, it'll be on their part or it'll be on my part. And I'll be like, are you kidding? I felt bad about that. Yeah, I did. And then I'll go to why I felt bad about it. Then what will happen is I'll understand that from that one little thing, I continue to react that way for the next 35 years. No joke. And I'm like, oh my God, how immature. But it's really not immature. It's how we are. You know, if you're 8 years old, 7 years old, and you get hurt, and you associate A with getting hurt, every time A happens, you're gonna react that way. Well, you'd think you'd learn, but apparently you don't. So it's just amazing. It's amazing. So what I do is I say to me and the person with A, I look at it. I say, I'm so sorry. I've learned from this. I forgive you. Please forgive me. I feel that person. I see that person. And I have Michael come cut it, or, you know, like just slice it. And then I send us pink. And then I put pink around us. I mean, I do this whole thing and I keep going and I keep going. It is so amazing. I can't sit there for 45 hours because, like, you know, if you're like over 35, you'd be sitting there for like a long time. But I do this as often as I can. And it's amazing. But with a soulmate, you would just specifically ask for the people that you're carrying that feeling for to be cut. You would heal it. You would have Michael put purple around you and white around you and pink. And I would ask Shamuel, who is the archangel of what we seek personally and universally, and he's all about love, and his color really is pink. Many people say it's green, which is perfect because the heart is green and pink. So I would ask him too. And of course, Raphael comes in for healing as well as for your soulmate. And I would ask all three of them to come give us the confidence, the wisdom, the healing, and the taking away of any hurt and any resentment we have, so we would allow us to bring in with a clear heart the soulmate that we know is out there. We do. So was I making another point, or was that it? I go off on these tangents, I know, and I never really mean to. I feel like there's something I left there. But let me tell you what I was just thinking. I wanted to ask you guys if you have any questions about whether you have a one lifetime soulmate, two, three, and how do you determine that? Because I don't know if you have questions or not. I wish like you were like in front of me and you could raise your hand and say, you know, I have a question. So, because I really feel like I want to answer that, and I really feel like I know everything. God, I know I don't. But I do have a lot of opinions based on a lot of years and a lot of people and a lot of mediumship readings where I've talked to people who have passed on, especially lately. And so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a break and you think about it. And if you do have questions or if you want a reading, because if not, I might just do a few more angels and then get right into some email readings for you. So I'm going to repeat our phone number and don't be shy. It's about 9:30 PT and it's about 12:30 ET. So you're somewhere eating lunch or sitting at a desk. I know you can call. You can whisper 888-627-6008. Call Adina. Don is so nice. He really is. He's fantastic. Give us a call and I'll speak to you soon. You're listening to the BBS Radio Station 1 with Adina, Growing Up Indigo. I'll talk to you in two. Bye-bye.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Growing Up Indigo with Adina Banik on the BBS Radio Station 1. I heard that song that he was playing. Very, very, like, get your blood going. Thank God I wasn't listening to it. I'm, like, totally not ready for that. Okay. So, I see no one has a question. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to start moving on to Zadkiel. I don't think that I spoke about him, and it's definitely a him, about, you know, last week. He's a deep indigo, and he's blue, and they say that he's a Gemini, and I'm just, you know, I don't know. I don't usually do that, but that's who he says he's supposed to be. He's very sociable, but he's also very studious, and he's a multitasker, and I guess that's why, you know, they say that, because he's sociable and studious. But he helps students remember facts and figures for tests. He heals painful memories. He helps us to remember our divine spiritual origin and the missions that we were supposed to do. And he helps us to choose forgiveness. Here's why I have the thing with the Gemini. Geminis, not that they don't choose forgiveness. It's a really sweet aspect to Gemini that I love. I really do. And one of the traits I know about Gemini, and this is weird because I've known a lot of them. Once a Gemini finds someone, they never leave them. Just look around. I want you to look around at Geminis. They're fascinating because at first they look like they like to play the field a lot. And then all of a sudden, and I've always noticed this too, they will get someone, have like a crush on them. Like it's almost like this fixation. And like the other person doesn't seem to like them back for a long time. And they don't quit. They just continue like, no, that's the one I want. That's the one I want. Eventually, they get that person. And when they do, they're with them for life. So it's just a weird thing about Geminis. They are not what they appear to be. So anyway, so if Zadkiel, who they say is our Gemini, heals our painful memories, helps us remember our divine self and our divine mission, and helps us to choose to forgive all of those painful lessons, that's who we ask when we are struggling with not being able to forgive. So, you know, it's funny because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, couldn't we just like do that with Michael and just say, do it all? Yeah, I guess so. You know, we could. But isn't it more effective when we have certain people for certain things? I think it is, only because it's so much more personal. Let me explain that. When you get to know a few of the angels, and I know it's a little bit of work. It's not like you just have one and you can just say, okay, Michael, do this. When you get to know, and if you think about it, there are what? 1, 2, 3. I don't know. I'm going to say 16. That's a lot. So why don't you take maybe 6 that hit you, you know, that make you feel something that you resonate with, and read up about them in a little further. And you take what they offer you and become comfortable with them. Each person does something separately. You become really, you get a relationship with them. And they don't ever think of them the way anybody else thinks of them. Some people think of them as walking or flying around with wings. Some people think of them as energy. Some people think of them as, you know, people. They are who they are to you. And with each specific person or thing, other qualities come into play. You start to realize that the exact talent you have for perceiving them, that's amazing. So each person will be able to give you so much more than one ever could. And you'll understand what I mean if you do that. So, we're getting close. I wanted to do readings. Wait. Let me do one more. I think I did a lot of people. I don't know if I did. I don't know. Okay, I am. I'm going to do this. I don't believe that I did Azrael. If I did, pardon me, I'm doing it again. Azrael is Capricorn. His color is creamy white, and he's the healer, and he's concerned with mortality, transitions, and he heals the bereaved, and he helps souls cross over, and he also assists grief counselors. Azrael is the archangel of those who have passed over, and for mediums. And I'm sure you're thinking, what could this person do for me? This is big because, all right, this is very heavy. I don't know. I'm going to say, first of all, that a lot of people have their spouses pass away, and they are wondering if that was the person that they were meant to be with, and what happens now. And if you have Azrael and you ask Azrael to guide you, you will be guided, and you will be able to communicate with the love that has passed on. You will be put in contact with who you need to be put in contact with, and Azrael will help you and help them and help you find who you want to find. I also need to say that, and this is very complicated sometimes, our past lives, if you believe in that, I do, I don't know what to say, but our past lives, we do have loves in other lives. I believe that. I believe that, oh God, we are also sometimes yearning for our family members who have passed on to help us find our path with our soulmates to be. If we ask Azrael to facilitate or help us find peace with our family who have passed on, and to help them help us, and for us to find peace with that, it'll make it so much easier for us to move on to our life with our loved ones to be. I hope you understand what I mean. I find so many people in my readings who really want to move on with a love and a marriage and a soulmate, but can't get past those who have passed on. I know myself that I've had a hard time, and I'm a medium, moving on and leaving behind my mother and my sister. And I've been married for 450 years, and I'm 300 years old. And I still feel that I can't let go of my little sister and my mother. And I know. So Azrael is here to tell us, let me help you. Just let me help you. So I am going to stop now with our angels. I had so many other things I wanted to go with, but I really want to do some readings, okay? Okay, my lovely friends. So, here we go. I really want to do twin souls, but okay. Ooh, let me do like one quote, okay? Or 17. No. One more thing. Romantic love is a bunch of hooey. It is an antiquated and artificial notion dreamt up by Victorian poets and frustrated ladies-in-waiting to console them their desolate hearts and empty bedchambers. Yet, it is a notion so imbued in our culture that it is the very essence of our premise for relationship. That simple fact may also be part of why half our relationships fail. I got to thinking about this the other night when a very dear friend of mine, true love might be the thought of as a reflection of the essence of the body. I can't even talk, I swear to God. Where did I want to do that? Wait. I think I read these. Oh my God, I read them. You know what? I'll calm down now. I have read these. Okay, so where are my questions? Here we go. I didn't look at them, but I typed them. Let's see. Sorry, guys. I know I'm wasting precious time. I just have to find out where my list is. I typed them all out. Here we go. Okay. Number one. And I'm not going to read them out loud. You know that. But I will. Okay. This one is from A. Okay. We, A, she means, and M, are going through a little bit of negativity and some misunderstandings, facing a lot of arguments. He has some issues which he takes out on her. And being his twin flame, I don't know how to help him better. I calmly explain to him, but he revolts, and from yesterday, we are staying in different apartments. My relative put him out of the house because of his loud and violent behavior. We didn't break up, but he got very emotional when he had to move out. And I need to know in the future whether things are going to be okay between us and that we can be like other couples, loving and understanding. I have to try my best because he is my twin flame. Everyone else is trying to reach their twin flame, and I'm here with mine. I don't know why we are facing these circumstances. There was a point, especially, when he, when he abuses me. Guys, right now here, twin flames abusing, okay? I feel like I want to run away from him. And now that we are apart and knowing the way he behaves, I still miss him. I know he doesn't mean to. It's only in part that he bursts out in anger. But then he apologizes genuinely and is very sweet in his own self. Only when someone hurts him and goes against his will, he behaves this way. Yes, that's what abusers do. But currently, he blocked me from all social media and told me to leave him alone. And I also asked my friend to check his Facebook. And she told me that he may be in a relationship with another woman because he is seen holding and hugging this woman in the club we used to hang out with. So does this mean we are over? Because he is seen... Because does he love me not anymore? Will he ever return to me, his twin flame, and am just shocked and left to pieces. So please, can you give me a solution? I'm scared of losing him. I need him as he is my other half. So my question is below. Do you see us in the future happily married together, which will last forever? Okay. I am going to answer this. Now, you know, if anybody's ever heard me or gotten a reading from me, already you know that I am 100% honest. I'm not mean, but I'm very honest. I don't like to sugarcoat anything. The first thing I'm going to tell you is abuse is abuse is abuse. There's no other way around it. You didn't tell me what kind of abuse it was, but if you're saying it's abuse, I know it's abuse. They always apologize. Yes, they're always sweet. Yes, they're always sorry. Of course. In fact, I just put on my Facebook wall the number for the abuse hotline, and because I needed it the last time I think I was on the show. And I don't think I have it now, but you're not in it now, so it's okay. You're not in danger right this minute, but that's ridiculous. And I need you to really think about why you want to do this. A twin flame and a soulmate is not a reason to be in a relationship that's abusive. End of story. That's not what it's about. And I also want to say that I am going to read this, but we have to start looking at something. These things, these labels, the main reason, you know why I did this? Because of that letter that I had received. I had this letter. Dear Adina, I wish I kept it, but I actually threw it away. I'm sorry that I did. But it was like, Dear Adina, I want to know, I'm with someone. I want to know if he's my twin flame or is he just my soulmate? It was just so casual and so, you know, these are terms with throwing around like it means nothing. And like these are things that came into popularity in the last three decades. People didn't really say this. Relationships and love are what it's about. Stop talking about twin flames and soulmates until we get what loving is. Now, I do believe in soulmates, of course. Twin flames, I have a different view of. Some people believe it's one thing, I believe it's another. So, I am going to look at something. I am going to right now look at M very, very carefully. And I'm just going to look at him, okay? In a regular psychic way. And then I'm going to look at him in terms of being a soulmate, twin flame. And we're going to work this out. I only have about 10 minutes, I think. But I'm going to get there, believe me. I'll just do it in double time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Really? Well, the first thing I get is that there is somebody else, yes. I get that, but he feels that you're the loving one. You are the one that is sensitive. You are the one that is caring. He feels that you're the one who makes him feel like he is king of the world, really. I think, is there some kind of anniversary that's coming up for you with him? He's obviously not telling you the truth. But there's also something else. And I have to get that too. There is the other woman that I see here is, to me, she seems to be more of a, let me get it. I'll tell you. He lives with you. Right. He lives with you. He lives with you. Right. He lives with you. She is, he respects her. He thinks she's funny. He thinks she's smart. He is amused by her. I'm not saying that that's all it is, but that's kind of part of it. What's this? Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, she does amuse him. Okay, and they do a lot of talking. A lot of talking. Okay, now what's this? Mm-hmm. I wonder if... What was he so shocked about? Hold on a second. Why? Well, somebody come along and tell me. Who is the letter R here? There's a letter R. What? Who is... Let me get again. Tell me again. R. Randy? It's like a ghoul or something like that? Hold on. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to start something over. He feels like... So, wait, you didn't tell me whether you were married or not, but you must be married. I don't know. I think you're married. Okay, if you are married, you're staying married. If you are, if you're thinking that you want to get married, you're getting married, yes. But this guy, he's got some issues here. Hold on. Now, you want to know, basically, and I see another woman here, and I don't like that part. Already, I don't like. So, hold on. I can't believe he told her. Ignore my talking. When I talk, I'm talking to them. I can't believe he blocked her. Why? Mm-hmm. Why did he block her? Okay. Oh, he's so smart. Hmm? Mm-hmm. All right. Whoever he is doing this with, I think he knows her from the past. He's also dealing... What are you doing? Money? Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I really have to tell you that I think, yeah, he knows he's hurting you, but I don't want to know. Yeah, he is definitely having a relationship with her. Yes, he is. Now I need to talk to you. I'm putting him away. I need to tell you what you need to know, and it's important. Uh-oh, let me see. Let me see how much time. Okay. Andrea? Oops, said your first name. I'm sorry. That's okay, I didn't say his. And I changed the question too. Okay, so I'm going to get out your soulmate, twin flame, angels, and they're going to tell you what you need to know about this situation. Hopefully they will give you some good advice, because I'm seeing certain things that I do not want to bring up on the air. Okay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going to question what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's true. Okay, the first thing that I want to tell you, sweetheart, is that, do you remember when, maybe, I don't know if you listened last week, but I talked about Archangel Raphael, and I said that she was the beautifier and she wants to release all that clutter in our minds. And she came to you first and she says that she wants you to think of beauty and she wants to release all the space that's cluttered. And I think what she means is your mind, and that's a negativity too. I know you believe that that all that negativity is in his mind, and it is, you're right, but it's also possessing you. Clean it, put beautiful things in there, because you are a calming, beautiful source. And for you to deal with this, you need to be emotionally, mentally clear. So please first do that. She also says that for you, relieving stress is just getting out there and relieve it with nature, and that will help you to gain a lot of insight. I just spoke of Zadkiel, and he said he's with you as well. And he says that just soften your heart a little bit to everything involved, but mostly yourself. I think you take on a little bit more than you should. This is his issue, and you are putting it all on you. You are saying, what can I do? And he's blocking me, but how can I do this? How can I give him a solution? I don't think that's necessary. I think if you open your heart, and I think if you forgive yourself and let yourself just say to you, I just need to be free and just be open, I think that's enough. Compassion is enough. Have compassion for him and compassion for yourself. That's enough. At the heart of this, the person who is, you know, really strong is Raguel. Now, Raguel is the archangel of friendships and clearing misunderstandings. And what he does is create harmony. He is actually working on everybody, everybody. So what he's saying is he is opening the hearts of everyone. And all of the conflicts and all of the arguments are being resolved. And his color is aquamarine. And I believe he's a Pisces. So he is... I think so. On turquoise, I think. Right. And he's doing that for everyone. So just allow him to do that. I just spoke about Azrael, and Azrael's here. And what he says is that you are a natural counselor. And people do benefit from your guidance and reassurance. And that's why you have to let Jophiel come and just clean out your minds and heart, and you have to forgive yourself so you can be that vessel of light for others. And of course, Shamuel came in and he said that peace comes from remembering and that only love is real. As I just said before, you know, everything else is the illusion. Remember this, the love you two have for each other is real. The other stuff is not. However, abuse is not to be taken. And the last thing I want to tell you is this. Archangel Haniel came in, and I read her the first week, and she is the angel who heals females, both emotional and mental problems with men. And she says, trust and follow your renewed passion in your life with love and career. I didn't expect her to say career, but she did. But first, you have to heal that. You have to heal all those scars. So there's no way you can be in a relationship with someone who's going to abuse you and heal this at the same time. So she's working with you to heal first. So please, sweetheart, please allow yourself to forgive. Just clean out the space, allow yourself to be forgiven, and allow Haniel and allow Raguel work on everyone and you before you even think of helping him. He needs to be helped by someone else too. But do I believe that this could be it? Yes, I do. Right now, no. So I want to thank you for writing in. And if you need any further kind of clarity, you know where to reach me. And that's the end of our soulmate work. And I just want to quickly say that I'm so excited. We will be having Diane Collins on. She is the author of Do You Quantum Think? One of the best books I have ever read. And I love talking to you. I'll be back in the week following this. You're listening to BBS Radio Station 1 with Ask Adina at Growing Up Indigo. Bye-bye, everyone. Happy New Year.